This morning is a different service, Confirmation Sunday, and I'm excited to share with you this morning. Actually, I'm excited for Bryn and Ashlyn to share with you this morning. And before we begin the service, I will invite, if there's any kids that would like to go to Children's Church, you're more than welcome to go to Children's Church. We're going to call Ashlyn and Bryn forward in just a minute. Before we do, let me just say a few things about what confirmation is and what the hope of a confirmation program should be. The hope of any church should be that they would disciple everyone that is a part of their church, children and adults. And for Lutheran churches, traditionally, a confirmation program has been one of the tools that's used to disciple those that are young. And this morning, Bryn and Ashlyn Guy are our first two confirmation students that I've had the privilege of taking through 2 years of class. We've got two other students that joined us this last year. And next year, it'll be their year that they'll get confirmed as well. Our confirmation classes that we've been working through have used a curriculum called Confirmit. Confirmit takes some of the central truths of Scripture, and it uses its own workbook, and it uses Luther's Small Catechism as the three main tools that we use to show kids some of the truths that are in Scripture. And our hope was to work through in 2 years five main sections. And here's the five main sections. You'll hear Bryn and Ashlyn as they share from them this morning as well. We talked about God and the Bible. Then we did a long section on the Ten Commandments. Then we did another large section on the Apostles' Creed. And this year, for our second year students, we focused on the Lord's Prayer. And then we finished out spending a lot of time working on the sacraments. This morning, Bryn and Ashlyn, they're going to be sharing a review of a lot of those different areas that I just referred to. And they're also going to be sharing with you some of the scriptures that they've learned along the way. For me, the best part for me, or one of the best parts for me, is that I've had the opportunity to teach confirmation for over 10 years now, but this is the first year that I've ever taught second-year students. Most of the settings that I've been a part of, there was a senior pastor who always taught the second-year students, so I never had the opportunity to teach second-year students. And this year, I'm looking forward to being able to say that. Bryn and Ashlyn, you were the students that were the first set of students that I got to work with for second-year students. I won't say anything more. I'm going to invite Bryn and Ashlyn if they'll come forward. And as they come forward, we'll begin to ask them some of the questions, and you'll hear some of the things that they learned this last year. I should also tell you this. I'm going to kind of alternate going back and forth between Bryn and Ashlyn, asking them some of the questions. And these questions are some of the highlights of some of the things that we talked about in this last year. And the thing that really I need to say about confirmation as a goal, my goal in teaching confirmation isn't that students just learn how to memorize things. You're going to hear them share some things that they memorize. But my hope is that they own these things, that they trust in these things, that they understand the ideas behind them. That's a much more important thing. And I've also been praying for both of you that God impresses upon you the things that you need for your walk with Him. Other thing that I'll just mention before I start to ask them some of the questions that they've got prepared is this. We gave them a final project to be working on, and we gave them that in January. And the project was that they had a choice to choose between one of eight different things, and they also got to choose how they would present it. Bryn and Ashlyn, they both chose to focus on the same topic, which was the Ten Commandments, but they both are going to present them in completely different ways. And I was very impressed, very proud of the work that they did. I won't say anything more. I'll start to ask you, ladies, some of the questions that I've got for you. Bryn, first question is for you. Bryn, question number 10 asks, what are the two main teachings of the Bible?
The two main teachings of the Bible are the law and the gospel.
Thank you. Ashlyn, what is the law?
The law is the teaching of the Word of God, which tells me how I am to be, what I am to do, and what I am not to do.
Thank you. Bryn, what is the gospel?
The gospel is the good news in which God tells me what He has done for me through Jesus Christ, especially in dying for my sin and rising in victory over death and Satan.
Bryn, one more question. Bryn, what does God demand of you in the law?
In the law, God demands of me that I be as pure and as holy as He is in everything I think, in everything I do, and in everything I say.
Thank you. Ashlyn, question number 19. Can you be saved through keeping the law?
No, I cannot be saved through keeping the law because since the fall, no human being has been able to keep God's law perfectly.
Thank you. Bryn, What is a creed?
A creed is a statement of belief.
Thank you. That was the easy one.
Yeah.
Ashley, when you confess the Apostles' Creed, what are you confessing?
I'm confessing that I believe in one God who reveals himself as three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This God made all things and continues to care for and seek to save what he has made.
Thank you. Bryn, would you share with us from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20?
And then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit."
Thank you. Ashley, would you share with us John 1:14?
The Word became flesh and he made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you. Bryn, one more verse for you. Would you share with us from John chapter 17, verse 3?
Now this is everlasting life, that they may know you, the one, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Thank you. Ashley, would you share with us from Matthew chapter 18, verse 6?
But if you cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone hung around your neck and drown in the depths of the sea.
Thank you. Bryn, question 273. Why has God given you this prayer?
God has given me this prayer so that I may know what true prayer is, and that I might also know, as God's child, how to speak to my Heavenly Father.
Thank you. Ashley, when should you pray?
Since God is always ready to hear me pray, I should have regular times of prayer alone and with other Christians, and should always have a attitude of prayer when I think of my Father who is in heaven.
Thank you. I'm going to invite Bryn to come forward. Bryn's going to share her project on the Ten Commandments.
And for my confirmation senior project, I wrote a story about a policeman named Joe. And at the beginning of my story, Joe isn't a Christian, and he doesn't like going to church, and he is very embarrassed that his family goes to church. He thinks that it's very odd. Like, on Sunday, his family would be going to church, and he'd be thinking to himself, "Now just look at my family. They are going to church even though they have work to be done. Why do they never do it on this day?" But Joe's mother tricks him into going to church, and he ends up being a believer. And he it only takes one service and one pastor and just 15 minutes, and then he definitely believes. And then in the next couple of weeks, Joe continues going to church, and he thinks that he loves God so much that he won't be able to sin. He thinks that his faith will protect him from sinning. So he asks God if he can try to not sin for a whole day. Because he thinks, well, if Jesus could do it for his whole life, then I surely can do it for just one day. But it turns out that in the 3 days that my story takes place, Joe ends up breaking all the Ten Commandments. But at the end of my story, Joe has a dream, and he is very sorry for what he has done. And he asks God, he says, "God, what should I do? What should I do to make myself better?" And God says, "You have to go to all the people that you have done wrong against, and you have to go and apologize to all of them and ask them for forgiveness." And at the end of my story, there is a moral. Jesus sacrificed everything for us. He followed the Ten Commandments perfectly and lived a perfect life. The moral of my story is to show the followers of God that no matter how much they love God, no one can follow the Ten Commandments perfectly, even if they wanted to. And that's just a short summary of my story. But if anyone wants to take it home and read it, there's copies of it on the table with the cake.
Thanks, Bryn. I'm going to have Ashlyn come forward, and we're going to move a microphone so that she can explain hers.
Okay, as you know, mine is also about the Ten Commandments, except I drew pictures to go along with them. The first picture is Jesus, like, welcoming you into his kingdom, and it goes with, "You shall have no other gods before me." The second commandment is, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name." And this guy is swearing because he stepped on a tack. The third commandment is, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy," so I drew a church. The fourth one is, "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." And that's what that represents. And then the fifth commandment is, "You shall not murder," and, well, he just shot her, so. And then the sixth commandment is, "You shall not commit adultery," and this is adultery with a big X over it. Seven is, "You shall not steal," and this man is stealing, like, from a jewelry counter. And he says, "They will never catch me." And then, "You shall not steal," of course. And then eight is, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor." And then nine is, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house." 10 is, "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or his maidservant, his ox or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." And this dude is saying, why is he so lucky? And why can't I have everything he has? I want to be him. Why can't I be as good as him or better?" So he's really, really wants to be him. So, and then this spider web is like a poem that this one man made, and it is, well, I forget it, but I'll probably be able to tell you later.
Thank you, Ashlyn. I'll invite you to take a look at their projects. We'll have the projects out, and Bryn, you can take hers home if you'd like as well. Got a few more questions for Bryn first. Bryn, question 330. How does God give his grace to you?
God has three means or ways of giving his grace to me: the Word of God and the two sacraments. These are the three means of grace that are taught and believed by Lutherans.
Thank you. And then Ashlyn, this is your last question. What is a sacrament?
A sacrament is a holy act instituted by Christ in which by visible means he gives and confirms his invisible grace.
Thank you. Bryn, I'll invite you to join Ashlyn at the microphone. I want to ask you to think and to listen carefully to the questions of affirmation that I'm going to ask you. First question. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, from when he shall come to judge the living and the dead?
Yes.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes.
Thank you. As these students have completed 2 years of participation in our confirmation program and have affirmed their faith in Christ, I present them to you, the congregation, their church, requesting that each of you continue to support them in their commitment and service to Christ. Right now, I'd like to invite Dennis Kantz, chairman of our congregation, and Brian Watts, one of our elders, to come forward, and they're going to share in the service right now.
Well, International, as chairman of the congregation, it's my privilege on behalf of the congregation to congratulate you, and we're proud of you. And so we just say, well done. And we have a special gift for each of you. And it's a Bible. It's a beautiful Bible. I ask them to look at it. It is a really great Bible. And we also have a verse we'd like to share with each of you to encourage you, Ashlyn, from 2 Corinthians 5:20. Ashlyn, 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Amen. The verse we'd like to share with you is from Colossians 3:17. Colossians 3:17 says this, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd like to give you some certificates. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Bryn, I'd like to congratulate you. Thank you. Welcome to our family.
Thank you so much.
Ashlyn, I'd like to welcome you. John and Tammy, I'd like to thank you for your commitment to having these children come to our church, participate in our family. Over the last several years, we've had the privilege of seeing you stand up here and sing, and we could tell your commitment at that time. And we just thank you for being here today and taking this step with us as a congregation. And before we go, I'd like to ask everyone to bow your heads for a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this special day, a special day where Ashlyn and Bryn come before us as a church family, and they affirm their commitment to you, Lord, to live by your laws and by your ways. And we thank you for John and Tammy and the commitment as a family that they have brought their children to you, Lord, and they use our church as a vessel to encourage their family and to learn about you, to be educated about you, Lord. And we just ask a blessing for Bryn and Ashlyn that it's an unkind world out there, Lord, and they have a very strong base now, and we just ask that they would keep your needs and your will at heart, and that they would use your church family here as a means of strength, and when they have questions, when they have concerns, Lord, that they would turn to John and Tammy, that they would turn to someone here in the church, and that they would know that they have a strength here, Lord, that not everyone has, but they have that through you. And as wonderful as their affirmation of their faith to you today is, Lord, we know that without you sending your son to die on the cross and providing that ability that you took all the sin away and you gave that special sacrifice, Lord, that made it possible for all of us to place our faith in you and to affirm and walk proud with you, Lord. So we just ask that this is a special day and this is just a beginning of their public affirmation, Lord, and that we will, as a church family, stand beside them and give them the strength, the love, and the encouragement that they need over the years to come. And we just ask these things in your name.